Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Devorah Leah Weinberg is a director of the Pirkei Avot competition. She joins us this morning. A very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank God. How are you?
I am very well. Thanks for asking. What is the Pirkei Avot competition?
The Pirkei Avot competition is a two-part competition where children across South Africa, Jewish kids across South Africa, have joined together in a five-week learning program where they've been learning parts of the Pirkei Avot book on ethics of how to live as a good Jew. And followed by that, we are having a competition, an art competition, where the children will take themes of the Pirkei Avot that they have learned and enjoyed and connected with and use their creativity, their art, their any sort of talent that they have to produce a beautiful artwork depicting the themes that they've learned through the Pirkei Avot.
So this is geared at which ages and kids from which schools?
So it's really mainly being primary school kids, and the amount of schools that have received this so well has been phenomenal. I mean, we have kids from all the Jewish schools locally here, a school in Cape Town as well, and even Jewish kids in other schools like Bella Vista, Red Hill, Crawford, Crossroads. There's been an absolutely amazing response.
Right. So in fact, it's reaching out to Jewish kids at all schools. It isn't just the kids that attend a Jewish day school. Interesting to me is the choice of Pirkei Avot. We always think of it as being a much more adult-themed Mishnah because it's got these, you know, the ethics and how to live life. We don't often offer it to primary school kids. I love the idea, but tell me how you...
That's a good question. Well, we did a lot of work on that. Because, you know, you got to take the big high-level messages and bring them down to the level of the kids. And we actually had two tracks for the grades 1 to 3 children and the grades 4 to 7 kids. You know what? Some of the messages can be impactful already from a young age. Messages like don't judge your friend unfavorably. A kid can really connect with that. It's just about bringing the right examples that, you know, they live with on a day-to-day basis. A lot of the messages of Pirkei Avot is how to be a mensch. And kids need to learn that from a young age. And believe it or not, they've received it really well. And it's been so well received that the kids are asking for more. So
that's incredible.
Everything can be brought down to the level of young children. It's just about how and the presentation of it. And that's really what our curriculum did. We took the beautiful Pirkei Avot books that actually Chabad House were giving out to all the Jewish kids across South Africa, and we created comprehensive lesson plans that would be age appropriate and interactive and practical and applicable, that the kids walk away with real life lessons that are in their pocket.
So give me an example of that for, let's say, a grade 1 or a grade 2 kid now being introduced to Pirkei Avot, to ethics of our fathers, for the first time.
Okay, so we started off by just teaching them the whole concept of the chain of how the Torah was passed down through the generations and how it started as oral and then written. So just the concept of, you know, development of how the Torah was written. And then from there, we just jumped right into it. You know, like we took any random Mishnah. We didn't go necessarily in a consistency. So we chose, because this was our first time doing it and being that it's a short program with, you know, limited time, we just chose very, you know, easy to learn. Remember, we're talking about children from many different homes and different walks of life. They're all Jewish. We're all uniting on the one Torah, but, you know, we have lots of different recipients. So we wanted to keep it very much something that would work for everyone. So, yeah, we picked on the ones that were easy to learn, but very much, what's the word, insightful and something that they could
almost
really
digestible to the kids, depending on their age.
Yeah.
That's absolutely phenomenal. So where are you in the process now?
Okay, so the last 2 months, the children have been learning. Some schools were a little bit started earlier, others came on later. So we sort of gave a nice room of like 2.5 months for the kids to cover the learning aspect. And then since the beginning of July until August 9th, we have had, the focus has been on the competition part, where kids are literally gearing up for this expo, choosing their talent, choosing their creativity, choosing their theme of the Pirkei Avot message that they really connected with and started working on their projects, especially during the school holidays. It was a great project that kept the kids busy. And so we're a week away from our exhibition, which is taking place at Huddle Park, please God. And yeah, so the excitement is building up.
Absolutely wonderful. And I'm hoping you're going to start the cycle again sometime in the future.
Yeah. Well, this is my first time that I've really connected with all, you know, other schools and Jewish kids and even in the non-Jewish schools, like I said, and the feedback has been so fantastic. They've asked for more. So I think it's something that we should definitely do on a yearly basis. Perhaps we would make it more, you know, graded, et cetera, and build on year by year. But this could definitely turn into something which could be an annual competition. And yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Devorah Leah-Weinberg, director of the Pirkei Avot competition. Thank you for speaking to us. And we just thought it's such a lovely initiative to talk about, that we often spend our time talking about the very serious and very heavy things. But every now and then, it's just lovely to focus on a positive initiative that talks to our kids and talks to the fact that there's so much more to our world than the political situation and COVID and all of those things. So absolutely wonderful initiative.